We're up to Perek Tezayin in Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, page Reish Lamed Beis in the new print. We begin Perek Tezayin, the halachas of Mesachikim b'Shabbos b'Yomtiv, different games, toys, playing on Shabbos and Yomtiv. Today's shir is sponsored for Refu Shalema for Miral Bas Sarah Gittel, and is a chus for her for Arichas Yomim, donated by her family. Please help donate and sponsor these shiurim to help them coming on a regular basis. Baruch Hashem, we are zeichet have thousands of downloads, and it's only through the help of your contributions and your donations that we can keep these shiurim coming to help cover the costs of these shiurim. So on page Reish Lamed Beis, we're up to Sif Aleph in the beginning of Perek Tezayin. Kol hadinim hamuvoim beperek ze amurim legabe yelodim shalmatim megil bar mitzvah bilvat. He gives us an introduction. Sif Aleph is sort of not halacha, though some people might call it halacha. Most would regard it as hashkafa. He's telling us all the halachas that we're going to talk about in this perek, as far as playing with toys and what toys are permissible to play with on Shabbos, what toys are prohibited to play with on Shabbos. He says we're only talking about kids under the age of bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah. V'ilu achre uvram gilzeh, once they pass the age of bar bas mitzvah, vaday rotzu sheyimnu atzum mimischak b'Shabbos u'b'yamtiv. Someone who's a bar mitzvah boy already, a bas mitzvah girl already, should refrain from any types of games on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Ki haShabbos chemdas hayomim la'aneg nitna, because Shabbos was given to us as a beautiful day, a day of einig. What type of einig? Not an einig to sit and play games, but einig ruchni me'ein oylam haba. Shabbos is me'ein oylam haba. V'chol ha'chabdoi me'asoyz by derochav noisle nachlo b'li mitzorim. We know Chazal tells us that anyone who honors Shabbos and keeps Shabbos properly will be zoichet to a nachlo, to an inheritance b'li mitzorim, without borders. And therefore, Shmir Shabbos Kolchos is telling us that everything we're going to talk about in this parak is meant for young children. But we hope that once a boy is bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, he understands the beauty of Shabbos and not to spend it playing. Now, obviously today, there are many kids who at bar bas mitzvah are not yet ready to spend Shabbos sitting and learning and spend Shabbos in full, you know, long Shabbos, especially when Shabbos day is long, to spend it, you know, in the Beis Medrash. And therefore, avada, what we're going to talk about is halacha lemaisa, whether things that are mutter or aser to do. But his only point is that he's trying to tell us that when he talks about things that are mutter to do, it doesn't mean that's what someone should be doing. What a person should be striving for is, the real striving of a bachur and of a man is that Shabbos should be a beautiful day. Shabbos should be a day of rest. Shabbos should be a day for the Rabbeinu Shlom, a day of ruchnius. But the things we're going to talk about is what's permitted me'ikar adin for someone who's not yet holding there. So Siv Beis begins. Hashmois kol b'kli ha'miyud l'kach. Something that makes noise, keli that's meant to make noise, asura, you can't use. So even as a toy, b'chol zeh l'rak kol kli ha'muzika. We're not only talking about musical instruments. Kim gam ha'pamoin, bells, harashon, gragers, things that are meant to make noise. Masrekis, ha'tzivtzifah, different types of whistles. All these things one cannot use on Shabbos as a toy. Any such type of whistle or any type of musical instrument, any type of that has bells on it, anything that's meant to a gragger, anything that's meant to be a noisemaker, that's what it does. The toy is meant to make noise. All such things are muktzah. We'll talk about in a second toys that happen to make noise, but it's not, the toy is not to make noise. Here we're talking about toys which are inherently, what are they? They are noisemakers. Some people would say they are headache givers when the kids play with them. They are noisemakers. Avalisvek bepeh mutter, quotes the Ramah, that whistling with your mouth is mutter on Shabbos. We're not discussing now whether a yid whistles or a yid doesn't whistle. That's a halashkafa shayla, a kabbalah shayla, but meikar adin in hilchos Shabbos, one may whistle with his mouth on Shabbos, but no keli that is mashmiya koil. Now we will talk later on in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa and Perek Chav Ches about Hashmoas Koil, about things that make noise on Shabbos. We're not talking about that now. Now we're talking about toys. Siv Gimel, the bottom of page Reish Lamed Beis. Mutar litein bidei tinik katan min hatzatzuim ha-mashmiyim koil kishu min hanei oisam oilechetz aleim. You could allow a child to play with a toy that when you shake it makes a noise, or when you press it to pop a door open or whatever it may be, a noise comes along with it. I mean, it's not meant to make the noise, but a noise happens when you are using the toy. Such a toy we can allow children to play with, but v'ulam vaday shel gadol asur lashmia kol kol b'tzatzu meila. So the gadol should not use any of these things. But we don't have to stop a katan from playing with such toys. Gam im moise came b'shvil atinik. A gadol should not use it, even if he's just trying to play with his child. He's sitting down on the floor trying to play with his child, and he presses it, and it makes a noise. An adult should not use such a toy in Shabbos. But we do not have to stop a child from using such a toy, as long as it's not a toy that's meant to make noise, that the purpose is to make noise. The purpose is to open the door or to see things go up and down when you shake it, but it does make a noise. That you can allow children to play with, but adults should not play with them. Siv Dalad, the top of page, Reish Lamed Gimel. Ein limchois b'yilodim ha-mesachikim b'chol hadak v'ayovish shehuchal l'tzerich zem b'oidyoim. A sandbox that has sand in it, which is already memuna. The sand is put away. We have a bag of sand, a container of sand that's meant to play with. Such sand is mutter to play with on Shabbos for a child. You can't mix water in it. You can't put it in water or mix water in it. Because that will become to kneading, which you cannot knead sand and water together. So as long as the sand was already miyuchad for Shabbos, before Shabbos, for playing with, and maybe played with on Shabbos, but sand which was not prepared before Shabbos for children to play with, like sand that's on the beach, or if you have sand that's meant to be used for building, for construction, you know, you have these big sandbags that are meant for construction, blocking water, so like that, and some kid wants to go take it and play it on Shabbos, ain hetel tatl, l'sachik baby Shabbos yontiv, there's no heter to use that on Shabbos yontiv, that stuff is muksa from before Shabbos, it does not, you cannot play with that. But sand that's already miyuchad for playing on Shabbos, one can play with, just make sure not to add any water, or put it in water. If, hey, mutter l'sachik b'gulois, you're allowed to play with marbles on Shabbos, v'hushi y'sachik v'hem b'soich habayis, as long as you're only playing with them inside your house. As long as the house is merutzav, which means as long as it's smooth, it's paved, it's not a dirt floor, it's mutter to play with marbles. Av mechutz l'bayis, outdoors, you're on a driveway, you're on cement, gam up neshetach merutzav, it's aser. So marbles should not be played with outdoors on Shabbos, only indoors on Shabbos. Even on asphalt or concrete, one should not play. Now, the reason for this is there are many things that Chazal felt that if you're going to play on soft dirt, it's aser to play, or you shouldn't play on even concrete outside. He does point out in Siv Katan Yud Ches that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was mekel if you have a chotzer hamurutzefes hamutzurofes lebayis yesh lakol, which means that if you have, let's say you have in your backyard an area that's concrete, if it's not attached to the house, it's just in the center of the backyard, one should not play. Or like, let's say you have a basketball court that you go to, it's in an eruv, you should not play. Or in the park, you should not play with marbles, even on a asphalt or concrete floor. But Shlomo Zalman said that if you have attached to your house a patio, which is like sort of part of your house, even though it's technically outdoors, the Arab Shlomo Zalman was making to allow playing with marbles and things like that. Sivav, Mesachekei Kadur, Agabi Shulchan, Ebavir, going tennis Shulchan. Playing ball indoors or even outdoors on a table. Something similar to ping pong. Says ein lesser be mesoich habayis and mechutz habayis. Because there's no iser inside the house, or if you have your ping pong table set up outside the house, it's mutter to play. Misachi kador al adama al desh going kador regal. He says, but rolling around a ball on the floor, like if you're playing soccer, that's also once again afilu al mishteach merutzav, even the shetach that's merutzav, even on a concrete floor, you're going al migrash merutzav asphalt a beton, even if it's on concrete or asphalt. Like we said, any game that you can't play on grass on Shabbos, well, you should not play on concrete either. But let's say you have in your basement or you have in your house, you know, a hard floor. Inside your house, you're allowed to kick around a soccer ball, but outside, you should not kick around a soccer ball. Okay? Even if it is paved. Siv Zayin, the top of page, Reish Lamed Aleph. Kadurim Ubalunim, balls and balloons that you get that are not blown up. Shaderech Nafeach Bem Avir Fluctuarism. That's the type that you blow it up with the ear and you tie it. So Einlan Nafeach Bem Avir Vareim Kredim Henifuach Mukta B'Shavas Yamtim. You cannot blow them up on Shabbos because it's a derech to tie. Anything that you're derech to do a malacha with, you can't do. Even if you say, I'm not going to tie it. Okay? Now, he says, and so therefore, any such balloon or ball that's derech to tie that was not blown up before Shabbos is muktzah on Shabbos. Has no use because you can't use it. You can't blow it up. Avon makom she'ein derech l'kayshem. But a type that's not the type to tie up, mutal nafeach hayisam, you can blow it up. He says, like, these plastic blow-up animals. That when you blow up, you don't tie them, but they have, like, the plastic thing that you push in, that, like, that works as a seal. That's mutter. He says, as long as they've at least one time been blown up before Shabbos, like, you take a beach ball or these animals, that will blow up. If they were blown up at least one time before Shabbos, you could blow them up again on Shabbos. And we're talking about, once again, you don't knot it closed. It has like a seal, those plastic things you push in. That's permitted. Now, why is it important that they were blown up once before Shabbos? Because otherwise it's a makir patches. The first time you blow it up, that's when you're making it into the toy that it's meant to be. There's no air in it for shipping purposes. And to sell it, it's much easier without air in it. So it's not a complete toy the first time. Now, once it was once filled up, now it was a complete toy. So even if it's not out of here, you can re-blow it up on Shabbos. But obviously not something that would be tied up. Today's shiur was sponsored for Refuah Shleimah from Miril Bas Sara Gittel. She should have a Refuah Shleimah and a Arichas Yom by her mishpacha. To help sponsor shiurim, so they can continue coming on a continuous basis, to be zeicha in the Habatzah's Torah to the thousands that are zeicha to download these shiurim and to listen to these shiurim, whether it's on the podcast players, whether it's on Nucky Radio or any other place where these shiurim have been broadcast, you can take part in the Habatzah's Torah by helping to sponsor these shiurim. Please go to www.rabbifishman.com or email rabbifishman@gmail.com, or there is a link in the notes. Thank you.